Kalsina was completely in a transcendental platform, transcendental mood. And so that's because by the advancement of spiritual knowledge, the cultivation of the spiritual knowledge, and one is completely free from all these temporary, unnecessary, mundane, you know, desires. In other words, one's mind is completely absorbed in the transcendental, you know, appreciation of the Supreme Personality, God of Krishna. So a person is completely free from all these material desires. Nothing to do. Just like the drops of water on the lotus petal doesn't touch the surface of the lotus. Means aloof, although seemingly like, you know, in the but similarly, although one may be in this material world, but when one is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, so the modes of material nature will not be able to disturb such a sincere soul, the great soul. So this is happening due to the so therefore we have to develop this strong desire how to associate with the devotees, how to learn, how to listen, how to become interested in learning the essence of the Vedas. In this time, and in the age of Kali, this reading Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam are sufficient to go to get to Godhead. And chanting this Mahamantra all the time. So that is sufficient. You don't have to go too many, because our brain is very, it's not very, doesn't have any much good brain substance. So therefore, it's not possible to try to understand the higher philosophical realms of the Vedas, still in this age of Kali. Rather, by concentrating on the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, because the Charitamrita is there, so by reading these, you know, foundations of Vedic literature, one is able to go to get to Godhead. And the Prabhupada told me that if I read this in the Bhagavad Gita, that's sufficient. If I read Bhagavad Gita, I'll be able to defeat all the scientists. So he was talking that to read Bhagavad Gita every day. So therefore, so these are only for the benefit of the sincere human beings, each of Kali. But, so therefore this Krishna consciousness movement, this Krishna consciousness movement, the Sankirtana program, Sankirtana movement, is a movement in order to enlighten all the conditioned living entities. Anyone who comes to the movement, they have an obligation that we have to ourselves try to be situated properly in Krishna consciousness by following the rules and the regulations and by engaging properly in Krishna consciousness activities. And plus, we have also to distribute this message for the world living bodies. So this is called a preaching program. In other words, we have to distribute this message so that, you know, the living entities, the conditioned souls are benefited. So therefore this is the duty for all of us in various forms. One goes out and distributing books, distributing Mahaprasadam, you know, and some writing books, and some raising funds for propagation of Krishna conscious work, and some opening restaurants in order to attract people to Mahaprasadam, and some doing artwork, you know, for glorification and some going construction work, temple construction. And so all these forms, all these things are all essential parts of the preaching program. So therefore, this is our prime duty for each one of us. You know, how to engage so that our mind is always busy planning and execution of Krishna conscious seva. When one becomes, you know, free, and then we have a lot of time, and what happens is that, you know, the maya, you know, trying to, you know, come in, and then one wants to do something which is unnecessary. So therefore, we should always get busy. Busy in doing something. Seva. So doing something in seva. Bhagavat seva. Principles of Bhagavat seva. Nityam Bhagavat seva. Seva means, you know, unconditional service. It's called seva. Seva doesn't mean that, you know, somebody has to instruct you and do it, only do it at a time. It's there, but one should be spontaneously, voluntarily willing to do service. It's called seva. So Bhagavat seva. So Bhagavat seva is unconditional. Cannot put any condition that, oh, I have to give me, and such and such, then I will do seva. That's a, you know, in the mundane world, they do like that. But in the Bhagavat seva, it is spontaneous. It is the selfless dedication. So this Bhagavat seva, by the process of Bhagavat seva, and so therefore this whole Srimad Bhagavatam, purpose of the cream of all Vedas, is the Bhagavatam is actually to render Bhagavat seva. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Nasta Prayas Avatresu Nityam Bhagavata Seva. So, this material world is a, especially age of Kali, is a, full of dangers. All these misfortunes. Let's say, by doing Nityam Bhagavata Seva, by constantly trying to render this Bhagavata Seva, and all these misfortunes should be gone. Nityam Bhagavata Seva will be completely destroyed. There won't be any misfortune. But that mercy comes by doing Bhagavata Seva. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. So you just have to, somehow or other, praying for this mercy. You just have to develop, try to develop, you know, quality. Therefore, association of devotees is most important in the age of Kali. Jai Gai Samhita Praya Yadanti Sumedisha. And so Bhagavata says that this is a symptom of the intelligent people in the age of Kali, that they have associated with devotees and perform Sankirtana Yaga. Jai Gai Samhita Praya Yadanti Sumedisha. Sumedisha. For those who are intelligent, symptoms of the Dachi, they will be, you know, working in this Sankirtana movement, Sankirtana program. So come up by mercy, the whole bunch. They all work together. And also the centennial celebration is coming very soon. Every day, one day, you know, one day, I guess, is passing the day by day. All of us, it's one of us, should take some resolve that let me try to do this, let me try to do this, this seva, that seva. So that way, our activities should be always busy. Except, you know, a few hours of rest, I think we should be all, you know, thinking, doing, you know, planning how to do some seva, harvest seva. That way, when one gets busy, we'll find that actually we'll be very happy. Develop all the symptoms of happiness by working hard. It's not that by working hard, the in the karmis, if they work hard, they get very upset. They want to, get vacation. Say, take vacation weekend, etc. That's the karmis. But devotees, the more you work hard, the more happier you will be. When situated properly, the mind is trained properly. You know. And when you are working hard and you feel happy, you know that you are making advancement in Krishna consciousness. But when you work hard and you become, very morose and like that, then something is happening in the mind. So you have to take care of that and feel that become unhappy for working hard. And so that the source of inspiration, the source of happiness, to Krishna, listen to Krishna, we can be properly situated. In the Bay Area, therefore, our humble request is that this is a very historic place in Krishna consciousness. First, our theatre started here, so it is a continuing project. This is our theatre, it's done in a very, very grand scale. Very big grand scale, so the biggest in the world, at least in the Western world. And anybody can participate in that project from now. You can try to raise some funds, you can try to invite some friends from overseas, from past the world, and you can plan to have maybe several younger players for the procession, and to make a procession in the downtown San Francisco, big way, big scale, work from now, right to the congressman, right to the mayor, right to the role of the area, people, plan from now, and very historic things can happen. Well, in San Francisco you have this parade, so everybody is going, so why not we? The Jagannath Festival in 1996, that was a nice offer. You say that Rupat Centennial, who told this? Rupat Centennial, so a sign. It's a good beginning, but we have to do it in practical format. A huge parade, San Francisco, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, the theatre, San Francisco, 1996. That will be a wonderful offering to the Prabhupada. But that way, we can engage our friends. Bay Area, we have many devotees outside. Okay, so that they all very wonderful shala contribute to the very purpose. So, any comments, questions?
I have one. By the mercy of the spiritual man, the only way that you can remain doing the service is for the mercy of the spiritual man. But sometimes, even people, they're in the temple, they're working hard, and still they get to lose, they go back to the material life. So, what's the secret? Because sometimes you think that you're working, think that you're busy, and the day after,
they will disappear.
Yeah.
The railway station. Yeah, so, therefore, one has to be very convinced about the human form of life. Therefore, Vedanta says, Brahma Jyotyasa, should always inquire what is the ultimate goal of life, what is the ultimate purpose of knowledge. So Adhata Brahma Jityasa. This should be, one should be inquired every moment. What is the goal of life? What is the purpose of life? What is the meaning of life? So by that process of inquiry, one becomes extremely serious about it, you know, trying to answer, trying to find an answer. And in one's mind, and one will be, there will be a deep sense of, one becomes very sincere, there will be a deep sense of commitment, understanding that now I have found the answer, I have found the process, so that pray for the blessings of the Lord and the servants, so that let me develop this understanding properly, so that I will not be carried away again by Maya. So one has to constantly pray also. In other words, this is sincere mood and very, you know, the mood of this humility and submissive and this mood of shava, therefore this mood will make one strong in Krishna consciousness. And but that one, there is a little tinge of arrogance, little tinge of pride. And so these things develop, and when there is slightest, you know, things like that, then what happens is that the Maya, the external energy, is trying to take the person away. She's saying that, oh my dear boy, please come to sight. She's waiting there. And so therefore, sometimes, you know, you know, some sincere servants and sincere devotees, you know, are also, can become also victims. Because the external energy is taking them. So in order to, therefore, to protect ourselves from that, the one must be, this is Bhagavad Seva, the shield of Bhagavad Seva. This will protect us. Bhagavad Seva will protect us. We have to always remember how to please the Lord and his representative, his servants. And so by that, you know, sincere mood, that the Lord will always protect us as a person. And although, you know, sometimes they may, one may encounter the ups and downs. Still, you know, she will not lose her intelligence. Says Bhagavad Gita says that when the knowledge is, intelligence is polluted, is taken away by Maya. Mayaya aprahiti jnana. When the knowledge is taken away, you know, is temporarily covered, you know, by Maya, then at the time he or she loses intelligence. So at that time it is easier for Maya to take the person away. But when one, all of a sudden, therefore, we have to always associate with the devotees. When one is associating with devotees, and when one is in trouble, then he'll immediately remember, oh, Prabhu, what happened with you, you know, can I help you like that? So in that helping spirit, helping mood, each other, helping each other, so that has to be that type of understanding. Trying to help each other. When someone is in difficulty, that other person can help. So that way, I will not be able to help us. The person will remain very sincere and serious. But also, you know, another point is that a person, according to the guna and the karma, the individual has a specific guna and karma, quality and the ability that a person is, has given certain talent. We say talent, by the mercy of the Lord. An individual person has been given certain talent. So, in Krishna consciousness, you know, that talent has to be engaged in seva, in this Bhagavata seva, properly. Suppose if someone is good in painting, you know, it is easier for such a person to engage in that field so that he or she becomes very enthusiastic. Very enthusiastic. And so it is also good, suppose, you know, in a well-organized society, in a well-organized ashram, very well-organized ashram, functioning ashram, if we know these different talents of this individual, let's say, devotee, if we engage them, let's say, in those talents, and also the person will be happier. Happier. So that way, you know, when one becomes happy, then one will not be, you know, thinking about, you know, doing anything wrong. And that is also there. So in other words, one is engaged in the guna karma of that, plus, individually, individual person, this Bhagavata Seva, he or she should be absorbed in this Bhagavata Seva. Bhagavata Seva, completely absorbed, how to please my spiritual master. Say, how to render some Seva to please my spiritual master. So when one is, you know, deeply committed like that, then one would not be, you know, taken away by strong and enthusiastic. And he also should be happy in this seva. So I'm going to stop here. Okay. Well, we are doing some writing marathon for the preparation of this Centennial Congress. We are planning to invite a large number of scientists and scholars in Calcutta in 1996. This is going to be around the end of that year, Christmas holiday, around the latter part of 1996. So we are planning to invite all the so-called prominent thinkers of the world from all over the world and bring to Calcutta as a glorification of Prabhupada's wonderful activities. So we felt that we have to prepare something so that we can also present something ourselves. But therefore, in order to do that, we are doing marathon of mainly writing and preparation. We are writing about life's origin, how life making a critical analysis of modern science, also trying to say something from some of the Bhagavad. So that's our primary marathon, and also we have many scholars are coming to visit us. Your friend is coming today. That was a friend that Jai Krishna met at the university. He's coming at 5 o'clock?
No, 4:30.
Oh, 4:30. So are you going out today? Regularly we are having a lot of good scholars, and this involves a lot of discussion about the different things. So that's why we are from now till 1996 we are already in marathon. Every day is a marathon for us. So I'm meeting on Wednesday. Rasa's left yesterday for India, and I'll be leaving this coming Wednesday. And, So we are having a marathon in India also. And I'm trying to come back again in January. So a lot of activities are going on. So that's it. So this Congress is planning a quite big scale, and it's going to involve a lot of volunteers and help in various ways. So it will become the preparation just started. Well, it's going to be early next year. Going in a very big full scale. Requires a lot of preparation, a lot of coordination, publication, writing, very essential part. We are already behind the preparation. It requires a lot of finances also for publication, and writing, and printing, and designing, proofreading, and putting in the computer, and yeah, all these things are required. So we are making an effort. We are writing all this chemical evolution science. This is the book that Prabhupada wanted to write, Prabhupada's time, and supposed to write this book for a long time. It's called The Life and Its Origin. What is life? What is life and its origin? We discussed this a long time ago, but still, you know, that's the main work that we're doing right now. And along with that, many others have come up. But basically, writing what is life. Both scientific and the, you know, heart of people. And this book is going to be, you know, when it's finished, it's going to be for all, for the scientists and for the experts, people in general. That's how we're preparing.
Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki Jai Gaurav Devānande ki
I'm going to come to the letter.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
My camp.
It's my camp.
Camp.